Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Yes, we are. We're all beautiful. You are beautiful diamonds in the sky, in the sea, in the trees. In everywhere, and we're all a reflection of each other's beauty when we mirror back to each other all the sparkly brilliance of facets, many facets of parts of our soul. Such a beautiful thing, and we welcome you to the My Beauty Angel Show tonight, and I am your host, Audrey Quinn, and my lovely co-host is the author of To Feel is to Heal, a powerful healing book, and you can find it on Amazon.com, and her name is Cindy Herman. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, kiddo.
Cindy's always here from Chicago, and I'm in Texas, so we're, covering the map, and we're also covering the world, because Blog Talk is a worldwide internet talk show about inner, outer, all-encompassing beauty, beauty of your body, mind, and spirit, beauty of the animals, beauty of Mother Nature, beauty of your higher power, of God, your angels, your supreme being, of Jesus, Kuan Yin, Lord Ganesha, you name it. There's beauty everywhere, right, Cindy?
You bet, you bet. In places,
so
even
we're just falling
places
on all the beauty, and we're all just sparkling up our diamonds and polishing our souls up every day in every way. And it's going to be a special night tonight because we have, this is truly an inspirational show tonight. I hope all you listeners will feel inspired to do what we kind of, what can I say here? Our guest is Anne Santostefano. I hope I'm pronouncing her name, Anne. If not, I apologize, dear, and I'll have you correct it when I bring you on in a minute. But Anne Santostefano, I think that's better. Anne Santostefano is from New York, and I love those New Yorkers and their accents, and they know what they're doing and where they're going. they're just great energy, and I love New York, too. She is very creative. She's a beautiful photographer of flowers and Mother Nature and Mother Earth, and she has a beautiful Facebook page called Anne's Eye View, E-Y-E View on Facebook, and you can find that page on Facebook to check out her work, her beautiful work, and catching the essences of God and of Mother Nature. And also, she is an educator and advocate of natural, healthier ways of living and food choices. And she's full of wisdom. And she's just beautiful, sparkling inside and out. And she found the My Beauty Angel Show. Actually, we'll ask Anne when we bring her on exactly how she found us, because that's a good question, and to share with our listeners. And she's also the creator of Better by Nature on Facebook. So please go and love her page. Show her some love. I wish we had the love button instead of the like button. Like is just, I don't know. Love is just more like the heart, more like the heart and soul. Anne is the creator of Better by Nature on Facebook, where she does post all her opinions and wisdom and the expression and education of different foods that are going to give us energy and livelihood and prevent cancer in our bodies, prevent dis-ease, help our pH in our system. She's many facets, very versatile, Anne is. And She's just a wonderful, loyal listener, and she's also a new friend. And that's the beauty of the My Beauty Angel show, is that we're attracting new friends and we're coming together as one. We're all helping each other and spreading the Greater Good Ministries, which is what our radio station ID, you know, our Blog Talk Radio ID is Greater Good Ministries, ggmradio.com. Please visit our website and check out all the other hosts. We have Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. She's excellent. We have Tina, paranormal expert. We have Reverend B, who I adore, a dear friend. She's actually my producer, Barbara DeLosier. I mean, the list goes on. Amanda, dear friend of mine, like a little baby sister, Messengers of the Light. Just ggmradio.com. Go check it out. Check it out. And how you can reach Cindy, before we bring on Ann, and if you want to find her book, it's To Feel is to Heal. That's T-O, Feel, F-E-E-L, To Heal, H-E-A-L. And you can email Cindy if you want sessions, you know, healing sessions. I've done some powerful work with Cindy, so I will vouch for Cindy any day of the week, what she does. And it's accelerating your healing process. Definitely, it's a because it's so powerful and so deep. But you can find Cindy at EarthMirth. Her email is EarthMirth999. EarthMirth999@yahoo.com. And Cindy, did you want to make any comments or say anything about your book?
Oh, just the fact that I was not the author. Yep, I just said, Lord, you keep bugging me about writing some book. You need a book, you write it. And the whole thing poured out of me faster than I could write it in 3 weeks. So that's why it has value. It certainly was beyond me. So people really enjoy it. They are getting a lot out of it. It's making a big difference for people. So I do recommend it. It's fun. It's a fun, funny read.
Well, it's fun. She's got a great sense of humor, Cindy does, and I love humor. And laughter is a beautiful medicine, isn't it, Cindy?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we do love to laugh and, you know, and play, because life is so serious. And, you know, there's enough serious issues happening on the planet that we need to lighten each other's loads with some laughter and love and healing through the laughter, you know, in our solar plexus area, in our solar chakra area. And we love to laugh, but sometimes we have to release the toxic, you know, the toxic tears.
Negative emotions. Yes, you know, electricity requires the marriage of positive and negative energy. We've been taught to only acknowledge and have respect for our positive energy, but the negative energy we have inside us stays locked in there because we've been taught to ignore it, like it didn't happen, like we're bad people if we have negative energy. But if we move it out the way a child does, then we're clean and open inside, and the cells are vibrating at the proper pH. All illness starts from an acidic condition, and when we hold on to negative emotions, that's pressure in the cells, which creates acidity. So you let the sound out, that gets the pressure out, and then restores the cells to a balanced pH.
Yes, and it really does work, and Cindy helps you with giving you providing a safe haven, she has a gift of listening with her heart and soul to the point where you know you're deeply listened to without any interruption or interference, and that's what she did for me, and I was able to cry out a lot of pain, you know, pain from losing my sister 2 years ago, pain from losing most all my family members, or pain from somebody disrespecting me out of the blue, or verbally attacking me, or psychically vampiring, you know, the vampires that try to hurt us when we're not even prepared for it. Just anything like that, it needs to be released. Otherwise, it's going to wreak havoc in us and cause illness with us, and also we'll take it out on the innocent bystanders and then feel horrible, right?
Absolutely.
Right, Cindy?
It's a metaphysical law. The amount of negativity within us becomes the amount of negativity in front of us. So the only way we change the amount of negativity in front of us is, like a child, get out the negativity that's inside us.
Right, and she will help you with those tools to do that. In the book, I will just say this, and then we're going to bring our special sparkling diamond, Anne, our wonderful new friend, Anne Santostefano from New York. We'll bring her on in just a second here, but I just want to say that when I picked up the book, I couldn't put it down. It's that captivating. It's that educational, and as we know, the teacher appears to us when the student's ready, and I was ready for that beautiful healing book from Cindy, and I was ready for our friendship as well, and then she became my co-host of the My Beauty Angel show, and because she was truly my personal beauty angel. We can all be beauty angels. We can all minister the greater good, the highest good for everyone listening, and total strangers and the most homeless person on the street. We can help them if we so find it in our heart to do so, right?
Absolutely.
Like Mother Teresa says, one by one, right?
Absolutely. Just do what's in front of us to do each day. That's all. If everybody just does what's in front of them to do, it will all get done.
That's right. Now, I would love to bring on our guest, Anne. So she's been patiently waiting and listening. So without further delay, Anne Santostefano, welcome from New York.
Thank you.
Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, dear. How are you tonight?
Okay. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm running on a few
there,
hours.
Both hands and all fingers.
Yeah, exactly. We do the best we can, right, every day, every minute.
Yes.
Before we get started, are you from New York originally? Where are you from? Tell
yes,
us a little bit about you. Go ahead.
I was born in Brooklyn, New York,
uh-huh.
And then about three, my family moved out to Long Island, and that's where I was raised, and I'm still in the home I was raised in currently. And my family, my parents, you know, all my grandparents on both sides were all born in Italy. Hmm. And my mother's mother was from Calabria, and the rest of them, her father and my parents, my father's parents, all from Sicily, from Palermo and Messina, Sicily.
Oh, beautiful.
Have you been back to visit, to meet past other family members?
I haven't yet, but it's a goal. One day I'd like to go and see my roots.
Mm.
My father, in fact, was conceived in Italy but born in America. They traveled over by boat, and he was born here.
Gosh, did he talk about the trip and arriving in America, what that was like?
Well, he was in her womb. So.
Child. Oh, sure. Did his parents describe him? I'll bet that was quite something.
Yeah, my grandparents, you know, my mom. I only knew really my father's mother, because most of the other grandparents had passed before I was born, and my parents had me a little bit later, you know, like in their 40s, and so I really didn't know them, but the one grandparent, my mother's mother, and she lived to be 103, and she was sharp right up until the day she passed.
Gosh.
She would tell stories about that, and it was interesting.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. You know what? I hope, I have to interrupt, unfortunately, here. We're having, it looks like we're going off the air in 60 seconds. I don't know why. I'm going to need to redial in. There's something technical going on. Now, this happened before with Joni, remember, Cindy?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunately happening to us again tonight. With Anne. So,
10 minutes.
I know. I know. It did that. It's only happened one other time. So, callers, I apologize to you in advance, and we're going to try to dial in. In 28 seconds, we'll be off the air, and I think what I'll need to do is, Bee's not available. I don't see her right now available, so what we'll need to do is just try redialing in, and I don't know what to say. I'm just, I apologize.
Should we have sometimes all the people listening? Should we have all the people listening dial back at a certain time, like in 10
minutes
or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, any listeners that want to call back in at 347-237-5339, that would be great.
How soon a time should we call after it goes off?
It just went off the air.
Okay.
So let's all hang
okay.
up, and I will we'll try to go back on because
okay.
this is today is Thursday, right? Am I?
Yes, that's right.
Today is Thursday. Okay, let's hang. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.